In Newark, New Jersey, a mayoral contest is being watched closely beyond the borders of the Garden State. It pits newcomer Cory Booker against four-term incumbent Sharp James. Cory Booker has received a lot of attention for the unorthodox way he's approached his campaign. Joining us now is Andrew Jacobs. He covers the Newark, New Jersey politics for the New York Times, and he's on the phone with us from Newark, New Jersey. And welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thank you.
What is unique about this Newark mayoral candidate, Cory Booker?
Well, he's sort of a star in many people's eyes. He's Ivy League educated, Stanford, Yale, Rhodes Scholar. He's 33. He's moved to Newark 6 years ago. He grew up in the suburbs. He's definitely unlike anything they've seen here before.
A new generation of black leader.
Absolutely,
for Newark.
Yeah.
And what about his rival, the four-term incumbent?
He's from a different era in some ways. He's earned his stripes in the civil rights era. He's been at City Hall for 32 years, first as a city councilman and now as mayor for 16 years. He's part of the sort of vanguard of, black leaders that came about in the 70s. And he's just a different style of doing things, different way of doing things.
Is it accurate to say that the black political establishment in places like Newark, New Jersey, is heir to the Democratic Party machine?
You could say that, certainly. Yeah, I mean, the city is solidly Democrat, and in many ways has been run along the lines of machine for a long time.
And so, what kind of challenge is it that Booker is making here?
Well, I mean, he's definitely sort of an outsider, the insurgent. I mean, he's all his money is coming, not all, but nearly all of it is coming from outsiders, people who don't even live in Jersey. He doesn't have the support of any of the elected officials in the state, from the governor and senators on down. And he is, certainly has a lot of money, which helps, and getting a lot of attention because of his age and his pedigree.
But seen as something of a carpetbagger.
Seen as something of a carpetbagger by some people because he's not from here. He's, grew up in the suburbs. He's only moved here recently, and people, dub him sort of presidential material. So some people say this is just a stepping stone for him and, resent him for it, though it remains to be seen whether the voters will actually, care about that. Certainly is very energetic and charismatic and brings a lot of excitement to a city that hasn't seen a lot of excitement in politics for a long time.
Well, talk to me about that lack of excitement then. Sharp James, has his record endeared him to the people of Newark who are ready to reelect him again?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. It's such a hard thing because in some ways people have a lot of fondness for him. I mean, he's been around forever and he has presided over what, has definitely been a revival of the city. I mean, it's still one of the poorest, places in New Jersey, and there's still a lot of problems, but you do have a downtown that is sort of growing, and you have new houses going up in some of the worst neighborhoods that were destroyed by the riots. And so it depends on who you talk to, and a lot of older people feel like they're his son, or he's their son. Younger people are not as excited about him, so it really depends on who you ask.
Can you give us a sense of the difference in the leadership style between these two men?
Well, Sharp James certainly has a sort of like a patriarch of Newark, and he is sort of iron-fisted in a way, and he, he's the largest employer in the city in a sense, with City Hall and Housing Authority and different agencies. So he has a lot of control, and people, there is a little bit of fear around of crossing him, and he's, his temper is a bit, is well-known. Cory is very much sort of an activist, sort of media-friendly kind of guy who knows how to do things to get the cameras coming. I mean, he's camped out in a trailer for 5 months on the street, went on a hunger strike to get more police protection for a housing project, and his style is much more sort of modern, you could say, and Sharp is sort of very old world. In a sense.
We just have about a minute left. A lot of people will remember the book, or maybe perhaps better, the movie The Last Hurrah, with Spencer Tracy as an Irish-American politician of the old generation staging his last attempt at office and being overtaken by a younger, media-savvy guy. Is this the black or the African-American last hurrah?
I guess you could say that. I mean, certainly it for the media, it certainly fits that that model. But yeah, I mean, I guess it is certainly a battle, you know, sort of epic battle of two generations, very different. I mean, Corey is half the age of the mayor, and they have all different experiences of what they, you know, how they grew up, and you know, the mayor in a segregated or, you know, polarized city, and Corey in an all-white suburb, very well-to-do, and Sharp sort of, you know, cutting his teeth on civil rights battles, and Corey sort of, you know, enjoying the benefits of that battle and going on to.
Andrew Jacobs, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
Andrew Jacobs covers Newark, New Jersey for The New York Times. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.